Welcome to Ray the Healer, the only podcast created to help you get back to the best version of yourself. For over 27 years, Ray Miller has been helping people stay healthy, active, and pain-free. If you're suffering from acute or chronic pain, anxiety, PTSD trauma, or chronic illness, Ray the Healer can help you regain your health, vitality, and an amazing inner sense of power and joy. And now, please welcome Ray the Healer.
Welcome, everybody. Hope you're having a great day today. Thanks for joining me. Today, we're going to discover some facts and myths about frozen shoulder. If you experienced frozen shoulder, if you have it, or if you know someone who has it, you would know that it's incredibly limiting to your life and incredibly painful. And it's really a mystery, right? So some facts about it. The original term is called adhesive capsulitis, right? That's the technical term, right? However, so how they treat it, so adhesive, right, in the capsule, so the capsule in your shoulder is adhered, and then itis would suggest there's inflammation. So it's treated with physical therapy, steroid shots, anti-inflammatory, stuff like that. Okay. It happens to you most of the time. To women. It can happen to men, but it happens to women in their late 40s, 50s, and it can happen anytime, but most of the time it's women in that age range. It could be very, very, very uncomfortable, like I said before, limiting and confusing because, and I'll tell you in a minute why it's so confusing. Okay, so those are some basic facts. But I'm going to give you three myths because this is important. If you have this, it's important to listen to this. Is that actually there's maybe four myths, but we'll see. Three to four myths. So the first thing is that because it's called adhesive capsulitis, there should always be inflammation in there, in that capsule in your shoulder, right? And sometimes there is, but a lot of times there's not. I've seen so many people with frozen shoulder, and I have to say, a lot of times there's not. They've had cortisone shots, anti-inflammatories. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever, right? So that's a myth. Is it always inflammation? Definitely not. Sometimes there's none at all. The anti-inflammatories do nothing for it. So you could try doing that, but make sure that if nothing happens, no, that's pretty common. If nothing happens, I have to get a steroid injection or something like that. Okay. That's myth number one. Myth number two is it should take 1 to 3 years to get better. Okay. 1 to 3 years. That, if you're doing a traditional method, that could happen, right? Traditional method is, you know, anti-inflammatory drugs and some kind of physical therapy, right? In my experience, that's a myth because when people come in to see me with frozen shoulder, I have a multifaceted approach that I like to get results pretty much right away. Like even small results, like in the first couple sessions, and then build on that. But taking a year or two, that's very prolonged, and it's not my experience. You should start feeling a lot better within a month, a lot better. Right. And then you build from there. That's in my experience with treating people with frozen shoulder. Another myth is it needs to be very painful to treat, like breaking up adhesions, etc., stuff like that. I will tell you that I used to treat people that way. I used to treat people all the time that way. They'd come in, I'd do deeper body work and adhesions, and it was very painful. And trying to force things. It was incredibly painful for them. And it was actually, wasn't fun treatments. It was a little too painful, as well as it took months, 6 months to get better. But I've changed my approach by studying the nervous system for the last 30 years. And I have a whole new protocol. Because one thing that, I found as well that I treat as well is there's a stress component, right? And it's more bracing component. So see my podcast on bracing, deep inner bracing, because that's also a component there. So it could be, when I treat people, I always look at old injuries, stress, even old injuries in, on the other side of their body, doesn't matter. And, you know, their activities, surgeries, stuff like that, their whole history. And, you know, chronic stress, trauma, or where's the bracing going on, right? So I treat frozen shoulder holistically with a whole bunch of techniques where it involves movement, good movement, sound. I mean, many body work, cranial work, all kinds, depending on the person, right? So I usually get really good results pretty quickly. So I like to get results a lot quicker than a conventional method, right? And so hopefully that's a little hope for you, because we just want to go over those, just recapping the myths that A, there's, well, number one, there's not always inflammation. Number two, it shouldn't take years to get better, and it needs to be painful, and, you know, you need to do deep digging work to feel better, right? And you don't. Definitely do not. Those myths are all over the place, right? As conventional way of doing it. And like I say, I definitely have other ways of treating it that are much easier, faster, and hope make you feel better. I hope this was helpful. And I really want to talk about my next episode, which is about neck pain, right? If you know anybody that has neck pain or you have neck pain, we're going to go into some detail about that. Thanks for joining me today. And I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll see you in the next episode.
You've been listening to Ray the Healer, the only podcast created to help you get back to the best version of yourself. Ray Miller is the owner and founder of Ray Miller Healing and has been helping people stay healthy, active, and pain-free for over 27 years. Ray helps clients with traumatic pasts reclaim their health and their lives by helping them heal from PTSD, anxiety, and chronic conditions such as migraines, chronic fatigue, and gut health issues by getting to the root cause of the symptoms. If you're ready to regain your health, vitality, and an inner sense of power and joy, connect with Ray at RayTheHealer.com. That's RayTheHealer.com.